Chapter 1, Next. Andrea Andy Cunningham was so tired when she got home from work that she went to sleep without checking her answering machine. The following morning, around 8:30, she played the tape. The message was short and cryptic. Andy should show up at Steve's house at 10 a.m. for a press conference about his new company, Next. The idea troubled her. Andy was a public relations consultant, one of the shrewdest and most insightful in the technology business. She wasn't summoned to press conferences as a last-minute thought. She was supposed to be the one who orchestrated the events, following weeks of careful preparation, reflection, brainstorming, and strategizing, after thoroughly thinking through the message and exactly how it would be conveyed. She didn't even know where Steve lived, and besides, he wasn't even her client. She called around to get the address, then drove the 5 minutes from Palo Alto to the village of Woodside, which lay in the foothills of the Santa Cruz Mountains. It was just beyond the Stanford campus. Woodside was not far from the banal concrete sprawl of Silicon Valley, but at least it felt isolated and remote, with narrow winding country roads and dozens of bridle paths, but no street lamps or sidewalks. Traditionally favored by hillbillies and folk singers, it had more recently become home to a few centimillionaires who made their money by promoting futuristic visions, but, ironically, preferred to live in a semi-rural hamlet that evoked the romance of a lost era. A few minutes before 10, Andy pulled through the wrought iron gate to Steve's house. The gravel driveway was crowded with parked cars. She beheld a sprawling, dilapidated robber baron mansion in the Spanish Mission style, that numbingly ubiquitous cliché of California architecture, with the de rigueur stucco walls and the sloping red adobe roofs like tens of thousands of little anonymous tract houses throughout the valley's brutally cramped suburbs. The difference was that this crumbling monstrosity was large enough to be a real 18th-century Spanish mission. It had enough space for an entire order of monks to go about their daily routines. She passed through the Grand Arch entrance loggia and came to a huge, cavernous living room. Standing around, idle, restless, gossiping among themselves, were 20 reporters Andy knew well, the Businessweek correspondent, the Newsweek writer, the reporter from USA Today. They were shifting uncomfortably from foot to foot because there was simply nowhere to sit other than the cold wooden floorboards.